Om Shanti.
First of all, I would like to extend warm welcome to all of you for this special session. As we are all returning to our places very soon, I thought it is good for all of us to spend a few days together, experimenting and experiencing what Baba has been asking us to do in practical. We all know that since the day we came to Baba, we realized ourselves as souls, and we got the introduction of Baba, we begin to have yoga, we begin to have remembrance of Baba, and we continue it in this Brahmin life. But according to the present time, that ordinary remembrance will not do. We need to intensify. As Baba said this morning, you should run the race of remembrance. We have to make the speed and the stage of remembrance powerful. And that powerful remembrance, sometimes in the past, Baba has called it as the fire of yoga. Fire of remembrance. But even beyond that fire, when it becomes intense, it takes on the volcanic form. And of course, when we talk about volcanic yoga or remembrance, it doesn't happen just by sitting for 1 hour, quickly connecting to Baba and become volcanic. As Baba said, that stage of remembrance have to be maintained even when we are performing actions as a karma yogi. It is a stage that we built in over a period of time. So what I'm going to do, just we have an hour today, just to share with you some thoughts first, and then practically we go into that experience also. So I have divided into 3 parts. So first today I'll take the first part. Why Baba has emphasized so much on this volcanic yoga, fiery form of yoga. What are some of the reasons? Because when we understand the need, the necessity, then we will make time for that. So first of all, to give power to the unhappy, peaceless, disturbed souls. Just like you are hearing in the commentary, people are calling, crying out in distress. So we cannot reach out to them physically. It's only through this powerful stage of yoga they can receive the vibrations. And secondly, of course, each one of us have very strong deep-rooted sanskaras that cannot be melted unless this power of yoga reaches to the seed. Just like we say, you know, the volcano, when it throws out the lava, They say it is so hot that it can even melt the hardest rocks. So the same thing happens. That is one of the reasons Baba is asking us to intensify the power so we can change our deep-rooted sanskaras. And third reason is also to serve our Brahmin companions, give them the cooperation to get rid of the weaknesses which remain. So the power of yoga actually helps to remove the weakness of others also. And to experience the angelic stage and radiating light and power to purify the elements of matter. And of course, volcanic yoga is the basis of intense effort. If I want to know whether I am making intense effort or not, I know it because my stage and speed of yoga has intensified. Now, what comes to our mind when we talk about what is the definition? How can I check myself? I am really in that volcanic stage. No, it's not just an ordinary stage, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting, connect and disconnect, off and on. No. So what is actually volcanic yoga? First of all, when my mind and intellect is so concentrated and absorbed in one thought, we are in the seed stage. Just be. That is volcanic yoga. My mind, intellect, totally absorbed, concentrated in one thought. Deep, deep within. And secondly, it is when I experience, when I stabilize myself in the experience of being Master Almighty Authority and feel all powers within myself and experience the authority of powers, then I become like a lighthouse. So volcanic yoga is actually a stage of authority of powers, being a lighthouse and a mighthouse, just radiating that, you know, rays in the form of lava that spreads. And also, volcanic yoga is to experience myself to be totally beyond the consciousness of the body, bodily world, totally even beyond my angelic stage, just to be incorporeal soul in the incorporeal world, absorbed in the incorporeal point of light. Not churning, just I see myself in the incorporeal world, point of light, and I am connected to the supreme light, the incorporeal, the seed. And also to experience all the virtues of the soul, seven virtues of the soul, and becoming lost in the love of Baba. So someone said, in simple words, get lost and disappear. lost, absorbed in the, all the powers, and just remain in that stage also. To experience myself constantly being in the orb of light. I am light. I am in the orb of light and radiating powerful rays. No, these are not churning, not intellectual, just be. I am light in the orb of light, just like the sun, you know. Sun is light and is in the orb of light and spreading rays. That is volcano. Volcanic or fiery form, in other words, is when I, the soul, I am full, complete, and perfect. And I am merged in the Supreme Light. I am pure light. I am merged in the pure fire, you can call purifier. So you can imagine a ball of light. I am pure light, full, complete and perfect. I am merged in the purifier, the pure fire, ever pure fire. And you can imagine the intensity of that light. See, that is why in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna saw the vision of light, God, he said, stop, stop. I can't tolerate the heat. Actually, it was not the physical heat, but it was actually the fiery form. So you become like a ball of light, radiating light, might. That's also another form of experiencing volcanic yoga. And volcanic feeling is not emptiness. It's not hollow. Sometimes you can experience I, the ball of I, the light, merged in the supreme light, a ball of light in a blissful stage. Sometimes powerful, sometimes deep, deep, deep silence. Sometimes love. So it is a beautiful experience. It's not empty. You know, because it is I, the soul. I am complete, full. I am perfect. And I am soaked, you can say. Yeah? Soaked in the pure fire. You are already a pure fire and you are soaked in the purifier. So, that when two lights collide, what happens? Fire. Fiery form. And that automatically reaches to our subconscious mind. You know? It melts. So, but as I said, it's not a magic. You cannot just sit there and start experiencing it. It before you reach that stage, there are other stages. No? Before whatever I am describing now, the seven definitions of volcanic yoga, to reach to that stage, you have to pass through other stages of yoga. Yeah? And of course, I always mention to Brahmins that if you really want to give yoga a fiery form, look at it as relationship, remembrance. You know, like when I approach it in that way, it becomes easy to get lost. Love is very, very important. It's not dry. Fiery form of yoga, volcanic, is not empty. It's not dry. It's filled with lot of juice, energy. And this is why we need to understand what are the steps, what are the stages I have to go through before I experience the real volcanic. You know, even in the worldly way, a volcano is not formed overnight. No, the heat is built up over years and years. And then all of a sudden it becomes active. So what I would like to share with you is the steps to reach that stage. What is that during the day we have to work on, so that you build up momentum. Then you reach there. No? So the first important thing that is necessary is focus. You know, as the first definition I mentioned, this was Dadi Janki's definition actually. I picked up from her class. You know, when my mind and intellect are totally focused on one thought. Focus, finished. It produces energy. You know, I remember when I was a student in the college, we used to do experiment in physics. You know, we used to put a convex lens and allow the rays of the sun to fall. And as the rays got concentrated, the paper that was kept below got burnt. So first we thought it was a magic. How come? But then we were explained, because of that focus. It was totally, the rays were totally concentrated, focused. So very, very important when you sit in meditation, you know, you have that focus. Mind, intellect, just focused on one thought. Not thinking all the time. You know, most of us, what we do when we sit in meditation, we don't really meditate. We start analyzing what happened during the day, what I did, what I said, what others said, was this right or not, what was, you know, we spend all our time in analyzing things. Or we try to become soul conscious. You know, like instead of yogi, we become yoda, warrior, moving the thought from here and there. No. From now, you keep the aim. You know, not just when you sit. Any time during the day, my mind and intellect is focused. Focus is the word. The more you are focused, the easy for you to get into the volcanic stage. Dive easily, because you have already prepared. And second thing, what is required to reach that stage is concentration and determination. These are the two ingredients. That is called tapasya. Without having tapasya, without converting yoga into tapasya, you cannot go to volcanic stage. Yoga has to be tapasya. Tap means heat. Tapasya means heating process. So when you have the determination and concentration. See, we always give the example of Hatha yogis, you know. They have so much determination and concentration. They make up their mind to stand on one foot for 1 hour. And they accomplish it. We sit here for 1 hour, our mind and intellect. Does it have concentration? It moves everywhere. So this is sadhana. See, without sadhana, you can't move to volcanic stage. Sadhana means spiritual endeavor. This is spiritual endeavor. Concentration and determination. That's sadhana. I just make up my mind, now I am not going to think about service, I am not going to think about my body, I am not nothing, just the point and the point. I just want to be in the incorporeal world, just looking Baba and merge into Baba's light and allow yourself to sink into that light. You become master son, you know, spreading the rays. That's all. So develop a lot of concentration and determination. That's second. And the third requirement, the stage we before, deep, deep silence. You know, when we are sitting in the volcanic stage, so much silence that people don't want to move. And recently, Dadi Janki has been talking about experiencing silence in 3 steps, you know. One, I also want to talk about introversion, because without having introversion, you know, without having deep silence inside, not quiet. You can be quiet in your mouth, but mind is not silent. So I have to really take myself back into my own room of introversion. Introversion is my personal room where I can just be with myself. Have you experienced that? I just go into my room and I just be myself. No knocking of the door with waste thoughts. No other, you know, distraction. It's like going underground. So interest for silence. Deep, deep silence. Because you know where the volcano is. If you have seen the physical volcano, it is very silent. The more silent it is, the more powerful it is actually. You know, the deeper it is, the lava that it produces is more hot, that spreads very far away. So that is also important. Deep, deep silence. And of course, you know, soul conscious stage, natural. Not like every time I sit in meditation, I begin to start thinking I am a soul, I am not body, I am a point of light. Like a beginner, you know. Means I should have this experience of being in that state already. So that is why Baba said you need to experience volcanic stage even in action. So let me practice soul conscious stage in my activities, you know, all the action and interaction during the day, bodiless stage, angelic stage. Don't come into body consciousness, that's all. You experience soul consciousness, angelic stage, bodiless stage, according to the actions you perform. But only attention is not to come into body consciousness. How do you know you come into body consciousness? Do you get any clue during the day? See, the moment I become body conscious, the thoughts change. That's a clue, very clear clue. My thoughts becomes negative, waste. The speed becomes faster. So I know I am body conscious already. Or when I'm interacting with others, I begin to see the defect. So it's my body consciousness. You know, or when I face any situation, I begin to think of the past, I will begin to worry about future, that is body consciousness. So in soul conscious, natural soul consciousness, you are in the present. You know, it's just moment to moment. Because to be soul conscious means zero. It doesn't tilt here or there. So this is preparation already for volcanic stage. You are building up, you know, the heat. With the soul conscious stage, bodiless stage, angelic stage. Then only you go into the seed stage. That's very, very important. So once I am able to have this steps clear. So I have already started. That's why, you know, Baba has asked us to keep the chart of remembrance for 8 hours, no? Why? Because that much power is necessary to create the fire. You know, that much power of yoga is necessary to create the fire. You know, just like there is a melting point for everything, isn't it? You know, ice has a melting point. It will not melt before. Gold has a melting point. So you have to have that amount of heat. Only then it will melt. So this is why Baba has been emphasizing on 8 hours of yoga. So when we say 8 hours of yoga, it's not seed stage. It is like you building up, you know, from the moment you wake up in the morning, you start already creating that momentum. According to the action, soul consciousness, you know, different stages of soul consciousness, angelic stage, heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, churning knowledge. So you are recycling pure energy already, you know. So it's already spinning the cycle. So it's creating heat. You understand? It's creating heat, that rhythm. And so all that you need to do is you just go into it. When you specially make effort, you know, so the switch is already on, you just dive more deeper. So this is why these are all very important steps. Without this, it is not, you know, all of a sudden I sit down and I want to experience fiery form. It's not possible. So preparation for volcanic yoga begins with the first thought when I wake up. From that first thought, I begin to recycle the pure energy in all the actions I do. So this is why we are very lucky, this stop every hour, you know, that we get. It's a very good reminder. It will help me to slow down. So I can create that momentum once again, in case if I have forgotten. And I myself feel that, you know, when we have paid full attention on our day's routine, that day when you sit down, as an individual, you are able to dive deeper. You know, it's like not swimming in the waves of the ocean, but dive deep into the ocean and get lost. So automatically that vibration will spread far and wide. So then I will take up the other step tomorrow. But what is important is to have the clear understanding. You know, yoga, tapasya, and volcano. So first, connection. Then you make that connection intense. Tapasya means intense. Intense means constant. So for volcanic yoga, my connection has to be constant, not interrupted, you know, disconnection and then connection. No, that creates that fire. No, that is why in Hindi we call it, you know, like when my remembrance of Baba becomes like troublesome. Not just remembrance comes and then I forget, I remember somebody else. No. Just Baba and I get lost because I have made Baba my world. So I have all relationships, all attainments from Baba. So when I approach the subject of yoga in this way, I can easily convert yoga into tapasya. Now, as I said, it is not very static. It is not technical. You know, but it is really very warm. It's filled with love. It's filled with power. It's filled with bliss. It's filled with happiness. So that is why when in the form of gathering, when we have this volcanic experience, it actually, you know, charges even the five elements of matter. It transforms. Not only me, but it has an impact. So this is why I need to make remembrance my life. Stop getting into this, you know, cycle of forgetting and remembering. Remember, remember. I tell you one secret, you know, what we do most of the time when we sit in yoga is we remember what we should forget more. And that is why remembrance becomes difficult. Now begin to experience, remember only that you have to remember. and be embodiment of that. Like for example, I only need to think of myself as a soul, a being of light, you know, full of peace and love and feel it. Why should I bring in the other thought in between saying, I am not this body, I am not these eyes, I am not this mouth, and I know I am not. But because I am thinking what I am not more, I am reinforcing those thoughts. See, whatever you are thinking, you are reinforcing those thoughts. So, I don't have to have many thoughts. What is important is I have to soak myself in that thought and feel it. You know, that is why we have to use mind, intellect together to experience, create an experience. I have to use my mind and intellect together. Mind is like a projector screen. So whatever I think, I project an image on the screen of my mind, and my intellect understands the image and create together an experience. Just a simple example. Now I am feeling hot. So I say, I am very hot. I'm not only saying, but I'm also feeling. So that feeling is real. It is not artificial. And that becomes my experience. So I know what is hot, what is heat. So in the same way, I need to just create a few thoughts. That's why Dadi said volcanic yoga is mind, intellect, concentrated on one pure thought. So for that, I need to have faith. Who am I? I need to have faith. Whose child am I? I need to have faith. Where I have come from. When there is total, total faith, then the thought can take a form according to the faith. So that is the magic of it. So what we are going to do now is to spend the next maybe 15-20 minutes practically experiencing from soul conscious stage, going through the angelic stage, and then finally experiencing ourselves in the incorporeal world as an incorporeal soul, and just being master, son of knowledge. Just be. You don't even have to think I'm spreading rays or anything. It will automatically reach out. Okay? So, now sit without any, you don't need to write anything. Just make yourself in a comfortable position so that you don't have to change. Sit in whatever comfortable position you want. Don't worry about writing anything. Make yourself free from everything, you know. Just go with me. As I begin my journey, we all go together and create an experience for ourselves. And then we can recollect that experience and repeat it many times. Okay? So, let us prepare ourselves. When we sit for volcanic experience, we must sit straight and alert with our eyes open. Never allow any kind of lethargic feeling. Like Master Shankar. You have seen Shankar position? So sit like that. You know, Shankar was meditating, tapasya, and the power of that tapasya was so great, they say the whole forest was burned. So that is actually the fruit of tapasya, volcano. That forest burnt means impurity. The thorns are totally destroyed. So don't sit too relaxed. Relax but alert. And don't touch each other, you know, physically. We are individuals. I don't worry. I don't think anybody is in the hall. I am sitting alone. Master Shankar, you know, Shankar is always shown naked. Shankar is always shown in the crematorium, which represents distaste for this world. I am dead. I am just a lone point of light. As I sit here, in silence, I visualize myself as a tiny point of light, energy, soul. Sparkling in the center of my forehead. I am light. I am peace. I am love. I am full of power. I am pure, filled with mercy. I am truth, living and blissful. In this awareness of total soul consciousness, I feel myself totally detached from this body, feeling light, weightless, moving beyond the pull of matter, I am light, I am in the orb of light. I am double light. I am an angel. I am in the angelic region. enjoying freedom. I move beyond the subtle region of white light into the dimension of golden red light. I, the being of light, I am surrounded by the golden red light of my sweet, silent home. I am full and complete in my eternal form. I see myself in front of Baba, ever pure light, radiating so much light. I, the being of light, I touch the ever pure supreme light, the pure fire. I am lost in the light of God. I am like a ball of fire I have become. Master Son of Knowledge, radiating powerful rays of light and might filled with love. I'm enjoying this experience of being lost. the light of God, being one with Baba in the fiery form. Like the sun, and these rays, powerful rays, are penetrating deep within me, melting strongest personalities, I am being cleansed. Like the sun, a ball of light, radiating, powerful rays of light. Filled with love and peace. There is deep emerged in the orb of supreme light. Beyond in this experience, just the light merged in the supreme light. Master Son of Knowledge, like the sun, a light and light all around, spreading powerful rays, reaching out like the lava of the volcano, melting the hardest sanskaras, removing the pain, giving peace. beautiful and perfect in my eternal form with my eternal Father. Slowly, I, the being of light, filled with God's light, love and power, a pure soul, I return to the subtle region. I see myself in the body of light, an angel. From my angelic world, I slowly return to this corporeal world, holding on to the experience of my fiery form, so I can continue to maintain that silence and introversion as I move along in this field of action, interacting with others. So please maintain the same silence, the stage being beyond, as you move along performing your action. Don't lose the link. So that would help you to maintain that intensity of your connection with Baba. So as you go upstairs in the Harmony Hall for half an hour meditation, so you can continue to experiment the same thing that you did now, and maintain that link continuity, and that would really help you to become what Baba wants us, to purify ourselves, to help other souls, and to purify the matter.